Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my
Welcome, everyone, to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Scotty Villa here, UK Tom Monday night. The whole gang is here. It's unbelievable. Guys, let's talk some pro wrestling.
I was rowdy before rowdy was rowdy.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, I'm here for it. Great
Me
intro.
Too. Me yeah. too. I don't hate it.
I've been waiting for this all day. Work-wise, work was not the most successful day for me. I worked my ass off. I didn't get the results I wanted. This is all I could think about. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be rewarded because we're talking pro wrestling with the fellas on the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. And we've got a fun one. We've got a really, really fun one. We're Mike and I got our first experience with GCW.
Oof.
And we'll get into that in a second. Tom and I got to check out some CWE last week here in the Queen City. Monday Night Mike was very busy, being very responsible. Man had to work.
Suck ass.
Yeah, it was excellent. I love it.
I'm sure you finished playing Indiana Jones or something like that, so you're perfectly fine.
Indiana Jones has been finished.
But real quick before we get into that, how's everyone doing?
All good.
Doing swell.
Yeah.
It's not minus 5,000 outside anymore, so that's a plus.
Ugh, I was telling my daughter that as we were driving home from work about 10 minutes ago. That I'm so thankful that this deep freeze is done. I was miserable, old man, with those minus 30, 40 days with the wind. It was just awful. So some nice weather. Feeling fresh, fellas. I got some chips and dip ready for supper. I'm good to go.
Wow. Pristine health.
That's right. That's right. First good day hasn't happened yet. So
I got a bowl of Nesquik for my supper. So that's going to be just as good.
Perfect.
We're going to get into the People versus GCW in a couple minutes here. But Tom and I checked out CWE's Winter Welcome here in the Queen City. They do a show in January. They did it last year as well, where they welcome back the students to from winter break into the next semester. And it's a nice little fun show. Myself and Tom had a blast at this show, and a good crowd. Students can get in for free at the university. They did this last year. They had a good handful of students, but nothing that filled the place out kind of thing. It was still a fun show. I think there was a lot more students this time around that stuck and watched the whole show, which is a very, very good sign. They put on a great show, kept people interested. The intermission was nice and short, which I appreciated. It might have been the same length that it always is, but I felt like it went by super fast.
I think it definitely felt quicker for sure. And the what was I going to say? Sorry, the dog's barking and it distracted me. The camera work. The guy had a drone, and we got very distracted by the guy with the drone at the CWE show. So that was fun.
Watched one WWE Netflix and it was just like, gotta get a drone now.
We need a drone.
Did you see the pictures he took with the drone though? They look fucking awesome.
I haven't seen anything, so you'll have to send that to the group here. Maybe we could share it on our socials at InMyHouseBot
as well. I'll try to find it, but it looked really cool.
Nice.
We got a new guy. We saw Brax for the first time.
Yeah. Jealous. Brax versus Jacob Creed. Yeah, which was very fun.
Yeah, it turned out to be way better than I thought when you know you're seeing somebody new.
Yeah.
And Jacob Creed just about killed him with a super kick, which I still pop for when I think about it. That was stiff as shit.
Might have been the best looking super kick we've seen at any live show we've been to. Mike, you missed out on this one because we popped huge for it. If you're trying to get a visual of what Jacob Creed looks like and what Brax looks like, Jacob Creed looks like a cowboy Vader. I swear to God, if he put on a Vader mask, he'd look just like Vader. And
it's
Brax.
Time!
Brax looks like if the Warlord came back as a younger version of himself, because the dude's jacked, bald head, got the beard. I'm like, dude, you got to be baby Warlord or the new Warlord on the indies now, because he's got the look there.
If the Warlord and Gene Snitsky had a baby.
Yes.
Yeah, the Snitsky I get from the poster for sure.
Very fun show.
Had a blast there. Love the CWE shows. We can't wait for them to come back. They're coming back in February for the regularly scheduled show.
Bringing the steel cage, brother.
So that'll be a lot of fun. But I think some of the most fun we had, Tom, was... We sat next to a fellow that listens every week. His name is Sheldon. What's up, Sheldon? Hey, Sheldon.
Fuck and now... you, Sheldon. Someone's got to be a heel on this show.
So it was fun sitting and chatting with him and popping with him. It was a great time. And during the intermission, we were sitting there talking, me, Tom, and Sheldon. And a fellow came up and is one of those ones like, oh, I think this stranger wants to talk to us, which is... For me as an introvert, very intimidating. I'm like, oh God, did I park in your spot? What's going on? Am I parked in your driveway, buddy? I'm so sorry. but it was another listener named Slate. And as soon as he said his name, I recognized it because he likes a lot of our stuff on our Instagram at In My House Pod. And he's interacted a few times and dropped comments. So I was like, dude, yes, awesome. And he came up, said he loved the show, which is great. And talked about his favorite show, which his favorite show of ours that we've done is where we just talked about how we got into pro wrestling. So the guys listened. That's a backlog. If you missed that episode, go on back and figure it out and find it there. But we could tell that he's been listening for a very long time, and it was very awesome to meet you, Slate. Thanks for being an awesome listener. I hope we get to see you at the February show. If you do, please come up again, or we'll come find you too. And him and his buddies were yipping it up.
They were fun, and they kept up with the stupid shit that I would yell at people. So that's always fun. Yeah. I think the best part of talking to Slate, which by the way, if anyone who listens to us is at a show, come say hi.
Absolutely, please do.
We are not as grumpy as we look, I promise. My favorite part was Mike getting banned by the fans because he wasn't there.
That's
so
right.
Fuck you, Mike.
You know what?
Yep.
Has a pile on Sheldon. Fuck you, Sheldon. Fuck you, Slate. You understand pro wrestling. You understand someone's got to be the heel. Although I do appreciate the support, but fuck you both.
I will say that Slate threw one in. Got a little dig at me because I'm still subscribed to New Japan World.
So. I love that. That you know what? It almost makes me take my fuck you away, but gotta stand.
That was so funny. I popped for that.
I did too. I've popped for it multiple times. I've talked about it with you guys a few times too. So we love that the listeners interact with us and come say hi and are loyal, which is great. They listen and like and share and do all that fun stuff. So Sheldon, Slate, awesome hanging out with you guys and meeting you guys at the show. We hope to see you again next month and whenever we're at a pro wrestling show.
Kayfabe fuck yous all around.
But real quick, if CWE is in your area, go check it out. Canadian Wrestling Elite is their name. You can find them on the socials at CWE Wrestling, and just Google it. You'll find it. But guys, let's get
always
into it.
A good time. Always it's, a good time at it's CWE.
So much fun. So much fun. But let's get into it. The People versus GCW. They were touting it as the biggest show that they've ever had, to the point where Tom's like, look, I don't like People, but I want you guys to come watch a show with me.
Because he doesn't even like us.
He hates us so much.
He fucking hates us. Every week he's like, oh my God, it's Tuesday again.
I have to talk to these dweebs.
Fucking nerds I have to deal with.
Jesus Christ.
But yes, first of all, big shout out to UK Tom for hosting myself and Scotty Villa.
Very much
for our first GCW experience. Well, I mean, I've obviously seen a bunch of clips, but this is my first like full show experience.
Obviously, I couldn't let you guys foray into GCW unattended. Now that would have been dangerous.
Oh, the shit talk that would have came from Scott. He's like, this isn't the Fed, brother.
No, it's not. It's definitely not.
They're not connecting the dots.
And I think the opening match of the main show was proof that it's not the Fed.
Yes. Yes, it when was.
We started with a pretty insane DLC match. Yes, the D stands for doors because we're cheap in GCW.
I mean, outside of like the pre-show kind of sets the stage too of what you're getting into. You're just like, oh yeah, this is the right kind of clusterfuck you want to see. Like, you're not getting the most produced matches from backstage.
Oh God, no.
Yeah.
Well going into it, I was like, okay, we're gonna get, you know, deathmatch, hardcore, ECW style wrestling. But these guys have done pay-per-views and on Triller TV and Fight and all that stuff for a couple years now. It was still good production, which was fine, but it was still very much an independent show that took me I'm not gonna lie, fellas, took me a little bit to get used to. I'm like, this match is done already. Why is this match going so long? Kind of thing, right? But it took a little bit to get used to, but so much fun. But yeah, that opening match, the doors, chairs, and ladders. Did I screw that up?
DLC,
yeah. Was very interesting. Men and women were in this match. I saw a guy retire.
We did. Brandon Kirk retired. Hell of a deathmatch guy. Not really sure where he's retiring, and he only announced it 2 days before the show, I think. So that took me by
surprise.
He'll
be back.
It's wrestling. He'll be back.
Yeah.
But the wrestler that stood out as being like, why are you in this match, was Maki Ito.
Oh, man.
But
I'm a fan of Maki Ito.
But Maki,
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
Maki was fun. She was hitting people with ladders. She got swantoned through a door. She fit in as much as she could with the crazy deathmatch guys.
I didn't feel like, knowing what I know from UK Tom about GCW, I didn't feel like it was overly insane. Like, yes, there were spots in there where I was like, God damn, like, like you're doing some shit. But no, I felt like it was pretty protected. Like it didn't seem too off the walls.
So the last 5 minutes got a little bit. They definitely stepped it up towards the end. The thing with this GCW show, which is in one way a good thing and one way a bad thing for your GCW debut, for want of a better word, is obviously they are in New York. They have an extremely strict athletic commission. So the GCW guys can't go too crazy, hence why this was essentially a TLC match and not just a giant death match.
No light tubes, no staple guns.
None
of that stuff came out. No pizza cutters. But
no,
you'd given us the heads up on that beforehand, so I wasn't expecting anything like that. Actually, when you gave us the heads up on that, I'm like, well, what are we gonna see? So, and we still saw some insane, crazy stuff. But yeah, great opening match. I think on paper, probably the match that maybe could have been later on, but hell of a way to open the show. That link takes us into the number one contenders match for the world championship?
unfortunately where it gets
like truly unfortunate.
It got derailed. Obviously, wrestling fans, if you haven't heard, Ali Catch broke her leg in, I think, three places in this match. It was either two or three. It was pretty brutal break. Kind of reminded me of Sid. So obviously, the match had to be stopped. I think they were about 4 minutes in.
Yeah.
Which is disappointing. And yeah, I just hope Ali comes back better than ever. Can't really say much more than that about that match.
They really had a good promo, like, package to build up what you were getting, right? Like, I thought the pre-match stuff was really good. And be like, oh, okay, this is going to be something. And it was going to be my first, like, mixed match, right? Like, it's sure. Like, oh, here we go. Like, right. Granted, like, it was in DLC, but, like, that one-on-one to be like, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that the leg break did happen. Scott's a big fan of Ali Catch.
Big yeah. Fan. A double
two
big,
big old reasons.
Yes. Quite the welcome into that world. But the video package was great. It told the story for myself and Mike, who weren't up to speed on what was happening and why they were feuding. Ton filled in a couple spots as the promo package is going on, just to kind of fill in and give us more of the backstory, which was great. Yeah, the dive through the ropes. When you see the result, it's very Sid-esque, but for us, it was just a dive through the ropes, and then she couldn't get up. And I think Mike had said, she said she's done. And I was like, for a little bit there, like, is this a work shoot?
No, I didn't really know. Like, wasn't like the landing. She's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, she said it on the ground and I was like, all right, that can still just be, you know, you're working. Like, yeah. That sucked. That didn't look graceful by any means.
Unfortunately for the show, it did derail things. Ali had to be taken out on a stretcher and to the ambulance, and then obviously to the hospital. She's got a broken leg. It's basically dangling just by the muscles and tendons and whatnot. When that happens in sports, you have to wait until an ambulance comes back before your show can start again. So we unfortunately had to sit and wait for that to happen.
See, the only state in wrestling that you have to wait for the ambulance to come back is New York.
Yeah.
And we got that.
Unfortunately, them being in the Hammerstein here actually was to their detriment, because if it wasn't in New York, if it was in the next state over in their New Jersey home, they would have, as soon as the commission got word that an ambulance was on its way back to the venue, they could start. In New York, you had to physically wait for it to be there. And I think we've all seen in movies what New York traffic is like. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think GCW learned as they went with this situation, because they sent out the next match, which was a six-man tag. But once all the guys are in the ring, they get word that they can't start the match until an ambulance shows up. And crowd's getting a little restless. The wrestlers are getting very restless because their adrenaline's starting to come down. They've done their entrances. They tried to fill time on the mic by a lot. The heels talking a lot of shit. And the baby's just faces just had to sit there and kind of eat shit and like it while the heels are talking a lot of shit. So a little bit of wonkiness there due to the unfortunate injury. Once the match gets going, though, it was a fun little time there. So Kerry Morton is a really, really good heel.
Kerry Morton is fantastic.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I do have a nitpick, because he was way too much of a babyface on social media afterwards.
Yeah.
I saw some posts and it was just like, oh, that's too soon for me to see that. Cause you were a prick on TV.
The match was very good. Amazing Red got to show that he can still go.
Yeah. That was awesome.
And a thing that was funny for me before the match started, especially with a statement, which I've seen, after the show from the promoter, Homicide was in this match, and, Homicide was getting a little bit upset at the commission before the match started, and on the microphone said that he was going to fucking kill the commissioner. In a statement after the show, the promoter released that when he heard that, he got genuinely scared. So
they could pull the plug immediately and be like, well, you pissed me off. You're done. Show's over.
Well, there's that. But also it's Homicide. So it could have happened.
Yeah, I mean, You got Grim Reefer being the one who says, I'm going to slap him in his fucking face. Don't worry, man. This guy's weeded. He's moving in slow motion. Yeah. Hey. He's wearing his hat in the ring. Hey. Like, that's the kind of guy you're dealing
so
with.
So wild to be.
Weeded or not, he still hit that cool as fuck dive.
Yeah.
He didn't break his leg.
Big win.
Yeah. They did what they could to get the crowd back into it within the match, but the show had lost a little bit of steam.
Oh, for sure. It hurt that match the most, I think.
They tried.
But
congratulations to Amazing Red, you know, inducted into the Independent Hall of Fame.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. It was a nice moment.
That was the highlight of that entire match. Because I think that was maybe the worst match on the card
because of the shenanigans.
Yeah.
Not good shenanigans.
What do we got next? What came up next on the card?
We have the Garbage Daddies. Oh, yeah. Versus Violence is Forever. I think this is one of my favorite matches on the card.
Easily. Awesome tag team match. Awesome. The Garbage Daddies? Garbage. Wild name. Absolutely love the name.
Oh, loved it. And actually, for guys their size, hell of a talent. Like, pretty goddamn good team.
So... Cole Radrick, for those who don't know, one half of the Garbage Daddies, he's a short guy. He's not a muscly guy, but that guy can take an ass kicking. He's super tough. And Alec Price, his tag partner, he's a skull, tall, skinny guy, is what I was trying to say. But he's got the best body control of anyone I think I've ever seen. The things he can pull out, like that pop-up Hurricane Rana he does and things like that. The Garbage Daddy, they're a new tag team, but they're high on my list. And obviously Violence is Forever were my tag team of the year. So,
man.
But
Violence is Forever fucking rules.
Awesome name. Awesome look. But also a little bit weird of a look.
Dominic Greeny is the weirdest fucking looking guy. Yeah. I'm all for it.
Dominic Guarini looks like Dave Meltzer's nephew who's had too many burgers.
Jesus. Start the Burger King chants for that guy.
Oh, no, he scares me.
He's a weird looking fella. I called him Big Pussy from Sopranos. He's kind of looking like that guy. But awesome tag team. Super fun. Very violent.
Great entrance song, too.
Yeah, great entrance song. Scotty, via nitpick, as soon as... No, Mike, listen to this. I know you're shaking your head. As soon as a company tells me that someone's been a champion for 300 or 400 days, I know they're losing it. They're losing it that night or whatever show is being promoted. So as soon as they start doing that in the promo package, I'm like, ah, damn it, these guys are going to lose, aren't they? But the match was great, and it seemed like a well-earned and deserved win for the Garbage Daddies.
To be fair, usually I would agree with your nitpick. But as somebody who watches GCW every week, every single week, every time that championship is defended, they will give you the stats on the title run.
Okay, good to know. So good to know. Even if it's like 17 days?
Yeah, he's been the champion for 17 days and he's defended it twice.
I don't mind that. That to me adds more.
Erase the nitpick. Take the nitpick.
The nitpick's gone, but it's my first time, and I was really into the Garbage Daddy, so I wanted them to win.
If it was WWE, as soon as they're like Gunther has been Intercontinental Champion for 660 days, we're all like, well, fuck.
Come on in, Sami Zayn. Come on in, buddy.
Why did I use him?
Yeah,
as me?
You're a fucking idiot.
Fuck me.
Let's go. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead and edit
Let's
that out.
Not.
Creative control here. I would like that edited out. Actually, you know what? Moving on.
That doesn't work for me, brother.
Yeah. To matches that I also did not like, Charles Mason versus Richard Holiday in the cage.
Charles Mason is your new favorite pro wrestler.
Charles Mason's a fucking idiot. That fucking suit. I don't care if you're a murderer or not. Jesus. The best part of that match was when Richard Holiday says, yeah, I snitched on you because I fucking hate you. And I go, you know what? Yeah, I probably would have snitched on him too.
I got to admit, I also didn't love this match. I think it was also it was hurt by the fact that GCW weren't using their regular cage. Mm-hmm. That cage didn't look great. The saving part for me was Paro doing his big dumb bodyguard gimmick where he throws the referee out of the ring and then tries to win. Just makes me chuckle. It wasn't the best. It was what it was.
It was a fine match. Yeah. The murderer guy, I kind of liked the vignette until he got out of the van and he just kept standing there like seething. I said a lot of murderers wouldn't just stand there and seethe for that long. I kind of, you know, that was a bit of a disconnect for me, guys. It was a bit of a
fucking
disconnect.
Jabroni.
But yeah, for a cage match in a death matchy kind of company, a bit of a miss. But yeah, they tried.
They did what they could in New York.
That's right.
Yeah, we're gonna hear a lot of that. Yeah. A lot of like New York hurt this show. Awesome. But after that was Sydney Akeem and Vikingo, which was good.
It was good. I think I had too high hopes for this match, and it's on me, not the wrestlers. I did find out after the show that Vikingo is still super injured. So
it looked like it. That dude was holding his knees and could barely walk half the time. And after every big jump and spot and flip, you could tell he was in pain. So
selling it like it was the Fed.
This match probably shouldn't have happened, if I'm being honest.
Probably not. But again, they did what they could. Real surprise that Sydney Akeem beat Vikingo.
The push is there, obviously. They see something Sydney Akeem, except his finish. Anyone comes at me with that many fucking back handsprings, you're kicked in the fucking face. You're just waiting there for this guy to back handspring. Like, you better be booting him in the face.
See, I still stand by my I won't criticize something I can't do.
We said too. That's fucking everything. Like, get out of here.
I mean,
and I know it's wrestling, but I'm like, I can't wait till someone hits that spot where it's a fucking kick to him mid.
There is one man that I do want to see interrupt that move, and that man is John Layfield. Imagine him coming in with a clothesline from hell in the middle of the backflips.
Murdering him.
Would be awesome.
Wheelchair. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Matches, whatever.
Backflip, whether you want to do it or not, from JBL.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously, they're seeing something in this Sydney Akeem to give you that kind of victory.
Big time. Big time.
He's now 19-0 in GCW.
Awesome. Wow. Awesome.
But next up, I think everyone will agree, match of the night. Is it Ares? Ares?
Ares, yeah.
Ares, Gringo Loco, and Jack Cartwheel versus Tajiri, Super Crazy, and Lil Guido.
Here we go.
I got to say, my favorite part, taking the actual show aside, my favorite part of the whole night is the fact that you guys had no idea who was on this show.
No.
Or what matches were happening. And the pop when the graphic for Tajiri came up,
yeah,
I think was my favorite part of the night. This match was great. I know a lot of people are saying you shouldn't book the nostalgia legend. Fuck that. This was fantastic.
It was, and it was really good. Like, for people in their age, it was awesome. Even Super Crazy fucking hit the goddamn moonsault
out of the balcony.
From the balcony. So yeah. Like, you got what you wanted out of that.
Even Guido looked great.
Guido looked like Guido was doing everything he could.
Which is all you can ask.
That's right.
It's all he's ever done. He does what Guido does.
And Tajiri, I just love. Tajiri, to do no wrong in my book.
Me neither. And we got to see the tarantula from Tajiri, which, and the mist.
Yeah.
And this match was just fun. It's everything I want from pro wrestling.
Agreed.
And it was. I think that's the highlight, because things take a fucking nosedive here, unfortunately.
I do want to say quickly, I've said it before, I'll say it again, Super Crazy is one of the greatest names in pro wrestling history. But go on.
Oh, yeah. He's super fucking crazy. We all
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
Next up, thus proving that I'll never watch one of these again. It was Josh Barnett versus Tom Pestock in a blood sport.
Also known as Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
Baron Corbin.
That crowd was real hot for Baron Corbin.
That's all they were hot
over Josh Barnett.
That's all they were hot for, because they were booing that match big time. It was a blood sport match, so it's a lot of striking and grappling and judo and jujitsu. There's no ropes.
I think I said this while we were watching it. Blood sport matches on the blood sport show, they work. There's just something.
That's why people are there.
that makes the something that, but even I enjoy watching the Bloodsport show. You put a Bloodsport match in the middle of a show like GCW has been doing recently, and I'm not interested.
It was a mess
more
for
wrestling
me.
Work.
Yeah, it was a miss for me. It just didn't hit. It was cool to see Baron Corbin on the Indies, his first spot, but it for a show that couldn't afford another momentum killer.
This was it.
This unfortunately was it, and it took its toll for the rest of the night, unfortunately. But
I think the highlight, or the definitely not the highlight for Josh Barnett, was that back suplex where Barnett's head just fucking
didn't tuck that chin whatsoever.
Yeah. it was basketballed off the mat. Also, what I find very interesting is Baron Corbin, or Tom Pestock, whatever you want to call him, has already said that he'll be back in GCW.
Love that.
I personally hope it's in some wrestling matches.
Yeah, me too.
Not just. Because now you've seen them, imagine how much fun a big powerhouse like Baron Corbin could be against Cole Radrick or Ares.
Yeah. It's a good place to go, right? It's like the tough guy match to put him in.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's over the second he came out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But moving on to a fucking superstar, in my opinion, the Megasys.
Oh,
Megan Bain.
Yeah.
God damn. Versus some fucking jabroni I never hope to see again, Atticus Coker.
Atticus, who came out wearing a fake face that was creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
That part hit for me.
This match.
Oh, that hit for you. That was
it was a fine little entrance, and I like the gear. But after that, it's all about Megan Bain.
This match was a lot better than I was expecting.
It was a good
match.
I didn't
expect much. Right. And I knew Megan Bain would work her ass off, but Atticus Kogar, outside of a death match, struggles.
Yep. Megan Bain's a fucking star.
Superstar.
Put her on TV
should be the
right
biggest
now.
100%.
WWE TV.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. No, that was the thing that impressed me most. I'm like, oh, you're a real fucking talent. Yep. Good for you. And wanted to stay in GCW from what you had said, Tom.
Yes. Yeah. She did not want to start with AEW.
Also, the Megasys rules. It's great. Yes,
100%.
Got to run that.
Ooh, so good.
Next up, another highlight of the night. Joey Janela versus Masato Tanaka. What a great fucking wrestling match.
These boys beat the shit out of each other.
Yep.
They did. And it was Tom had been filling us up or catching us up on what Joey Janela does with wrestling legends and getting great matches with them. And this was another one. These guys killed each other. It was a lot of fun. It's very cool to see what Joey Janela is doing now. After he left AEW, I haven't really been paying much attention to his indie run, but it's awesome to see what he's doing with Legends.
And we got to see Tanaka take another awesome bomb in the Hammerstein Ballroom, so that's fun.
Yeah, and his elbow went through the table, the poor bastard.
it did.
Yeah.
That was a great match. And I was happy to see Masato Tanaka.
Yeah.
And then we saw Sabu, who announced his retirement match will be at WrestleMania weekend versus Joey Janela.
Die in the ring. Randy the Ram. I got to get someone. Sabu's looking like a prime candidate for my Randy the Ram moment. Dead in the ring. Asking UK Tom for cocaine.
That happened. Yeah. Of all the people to ask, why?
I always looked at you as a cocaine guy.
Yeah, Coca-Cola, maybe.
Thanks, Sabu, for that piece of trivia for my lifetime. Yeah, he's going to move real weird. I do want to watch that, though.
Big time.
Next up, Matt Cardona decided to wrestle three people.
Oh.
One of whom even I don't know.
Yeah, Tommy Invincible. No one seemed to know him, and...
Who?
He was treated as such.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you? Being said from the crowd.
But then we got Micro Man.
Yeah, Micro Man was definitely worth.
It was a nice little pop.
Yeah.
I fucking love my little pop. I see. Yeah. Nice. Micro Man was fantastic. And then to cap off a 2-year story in GCW, Jimmy Lloyd turned on Matt Cardona. And is back to being the different boy. He hit a sick powerbomb pile driver looking fucking thing.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Violent.
GCW, the everyman can be a wrestler in that promotion.
It works.
It does work. And then finally, after a long night of wrestling, was Effie versus my new favorite wrestler, Mance Warner.
The GCW world champion.
Man, Mance Warner, at this point, just spit on the crowd. I love the shit he gives audience members.
He pretty much does.
It's awesome. Wrestling needs that. He is Bruiser Brody. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And it sucks because the night was so long that I think this match kind of just suffered from fatigue. Because I do think there was a lot of cool stuff happening in it. But
even us watching on the TV, we're like, oh, just come on.
Yeah. It's one of those ones where I'd probably watch that match again just completely separately, just to get fully into it and not being it being 11:30 at night after a 5-hour pay-per-view kind of thing. But I'm with Mike. Warner is cool to watch. I've started following him on the socials and whatnot. Fun follow. Very curious to see what happens next with that guy. So
we'll run it back with GCW on one of their big deathmatch shows. That'll be fun.
Yeah, we're in. Mike and I we're fully in now.
Yeah. And again, we didn't mention the greatest part of the evening. The greatest wrestling sign in the history of wrestling signs, maybe.
Would that be Jizz on Me Justice?
Jizz on Me Justice. That woman holding a sign that said Jizz on Me Justice. Wrestling is alive and well, folks.
Fantastic. Especially when you find out she's also the face fuck me Finn lady.
Awesome.
We'll give her
best signs in the game.
Give her a shout out. It looks like on Twitter it's Felicia MF Rose. So if you want to give her a follow, I mean, just great, great work there, Felicia.
Hope you got jizzed on, Felicia.
Fantastic signs. Very, very funny.
Big shout out to Tom for hosting us for GCW's The People versus GCW. We had a blast. I'll give him a shout out, but I got fucking heat with you. Wendy's, we had your meals. You fucked my order up, so you got some heat with me too, but we're going to order again, obviously, because we fucking love Wendy's. So,
fuck there you for that.
Mine was fine. Great job, Wendy's.
We're up against the clock. You know what that means. You give us a follow on the social medias at In My House Pod. Hit us up. Hit the like, follow, subscribe, share is the biggest part. But we've got to get out of here. Tom, thanks so much for hosting us for GCW. For you, the fans out there, thanks for listening. I'm Scotty Villa for Monday Night Mike, UK Tom. This has been the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Cheers. Welcome to my place.